From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Abigail Beach, and this week, the producers and I are sitting down and bringing you our favorite music from the second half of Season 12. Stay with us. This episode contains some strong language that has been beeped. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Well, I'm Jacob Holtzman. I am a senior at Ball State, and I've been a producer and engineer on the scene for 2 years now. I started in December of 2020, and it's kind of crazy that this will be one of the last episodes I'll be on.
My name is Paul Butler. I am a junior currently at Ball State, and this is my technically second year at this. It's been like a year and a half, but it's been a really fun ride, and listening to some great music while being there. So yeah, I'm excited to hear some tunes that y'all put together this past season.
I would say it's your second year, Paul. Me and you started at the same time. It's been 2 seasons, 2 years. I think it's all right. Counts.
My name is Paul Butler. This is my second season.
Paul, that wasn't me saying you had to redo it.
you can do whatever you want with that.
Cool. Heard. All right. Hello. I don't know why I waved. No one can see me. Hello. My name is Abigail Beach. I am currently a senior at Ball State University. This is my first year with the scene. Yeah, it's been, I mean, it was short, but it was fun. Short and sweet. Liam.
Hello, my name is Liam Van Overwall. This is my coming up on the ending of my first year at the scene. I'm a senior here at Ball State University, and I'm really looking forward to looking back on some of the best tunes from our past season.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, how's everyone doing?
I just had a horrible burp. I drank that Coke way too fast.
Did it come out as like a red smoke?
Yeah, it kind of came out my nose a little. Like,
that's really fun. I'm sure that the listeners are going to love hearing about that.
Look,
I
get in depth with my listeners. They know all about me, so they should know this already.
Understood. Well, we're all here today to look back at we're here today looking back at some of our favorite tunes from the second half of season 12. Jacob, you got something you want to show us today?
Yeah, my first song comes from episode 21 of this season, which was when I featured Galaxy News Radio in the recording we did together at Ball State's MMP Studios. And the song that I'm going to share is, the abbreviated title is SSF, but it stands for Strawberry Scented Flarp. Don't ask. I won't tell.
What was that last word? Flarp?
Yeah.
Yeah, F-L-A-R-P, I believe.
Yeah, like that's flarp, it. Don't
okay,
you know?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Strawberry
Yeah, scented. No, absolutely.
And it's strawberry scented. Right. Thanks, Just, Liam.
Yep.
Got you.
One. 2, 3, 4.
I think it's best if you don't know my name. If we could have been, it's much too late. Is there something more that I can do? Is there more to
It was a fun episode.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, where did you record that in the studios? Was that Studio One?
No, so that was Soundhouse C in studio, and I used Studio Two, and then all of that is tracked live, so everything you're hearing is in the same room. So that was all in Soundhouse C at the same time.
Really?
I was there for those takes.
Yeah, right, Jacob? Yeah, we wanted to do like a fully live session, but in like the studios. And so, you know, we just made good use of the microphone technique and just captured everything all in one big take. And I think that was one of my favorite songs that came out from that session together. It's a really good performance.
Yeah, I really liked the punchiness that you were able to capture from the bass. I thought that was really, really cool, and knowing that like that was all within the same room, and it just, yeah, it sounds like it was live and it was convincing. I'm sure it probably is more in depth like when you're not like streaming the audio over Zoom, but you know, I thought that was a really cool performance. I would have no idea that was in the same room.
Yeah, I agree. Wouldn't have known. I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of bleed, which is props to you.
Thank you. You can hear the bleed on the cymbals. That's where it really comes in every now and then. But yeah, if you weren't going to comment on the bass, I was, Paul. the bass was the thing I was ended up being like the most happy with out of it. And it really was that I just kind of crushed it a little through the Purple 1176 we have.
Oh, dang.
It was a DI, but it was through that tube, that Summit Audio DI we have, and then it got put through the 1176 during recording and during mixing.
I can't remember, did you use the bass, did you mic the bass amp as well, or was it just that DI?
There was no bass amp.
Yeah
Awesome. I don't know if we could have done it in one room if there was a bass amp. That would have added insane. A lot of
Do you have a guitar amp then, or same with the guitar and just use DI?
Nope. The guitars were both amps, and they were both actually my amps, the ones that I've made.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little shameless plug for all you listeners out there. Our very own producer, engineer, Mr. Jacob Holtzman builds his own. Yeah, electrician. Jacob Holtzman builds his own amps.
Give me a couple of years and I can also be your plumber.
Yeah.
What was the big challenge for like recording? Of course, bleed is the number one thing, but like recording in the same room, like what did you have to do to counteract that and like mitigate as much bleed as you could?
A lot of it was just polar patterns. So what's funny is the bassist is the one who's mainly singing on that song. And he's actually the closest to the drum set in terms of all the singers, but I used the figure eight, or I used the U87 in the figure eight polar pattern. And he was basically like, so our listeners, he was basically at a 45 degree angle off of the drum set. And so it 90 degree angle, sorry, if you understand figure eight, it can't be 45, it's gotta be 90 degrees, totally cut out the drum set.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. That and a lot of gobos.
Gotta love the gobos.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. That was a lot of fun.
But yeah.
Oh, what have you got for us today?
That's Strawberry Scented Flarp, or SSF.
SSF. Now that. Well, so for my first tune, I did not mix this, but I featured it on a Mainstays episode with Johnny Mack was his name. He was a graduate from Ball State. I don't remember the year, but it was in the last few years here. And I found him because there was a MMP community canvas announcement from Dr. Thompson saying that Johnny had released an album entitled 2020s. It was a visual album. That was something that was really cool. So I watched the live stream for that and I was like, this is pretty sick. I'm going to see if he wants to get on the show. So I messaged him and he was really excited and had an interview with him. And he has some real great music. He was in the MMP program, so he's an alumni. And this song, let's see, The Wheel, I'm pretty sure, was one that really like stood out to me. Just like, it was like his production techniques, like it just was really cool.
Save me, Jesus. too soon. Expressing my head after always a try. You wouldn't believe it, the death of the dying. But I found a proxy for globalization. It's not what I live for, but it's consolation. The city of the lies, caught in the most peculiar web of lies you ever so wrong to set off down on the verge of independence. Would it be so wrong to save face in the face of all this opposition? Would it be so wrong to sit one out and get shuffled in the wheel? Would it be so wrong to die young if I'm 99 I've done nothing, nothing.
Was great. You said that you didn't record that in the studios, did you?
No, I wish. He did that, he did majority if not all of his album in his bedroom. He had like synth. When I interviewed him, he showed me like, yeah, this was the closet I was like recording stuff in. He was showing me the synth and all that, and he said he was going for a humid sort of sound. He put it as that, like he wanted it to be very like colorful and humid.
I mean, ironically, I remember I listened to this episode and I specifically remember that song, and I remember it because I was in Planet Fitness, and I think like my workout like bumped up by 10% like during this song.
Definitely a good workout jam.
Yeah.
So thank you, Johnny Mac, for helping me get my lift in.
The gains.
But it was kind of cool that this song came just after we listened to Strawberry Scented Flower, because it's two totally different production.
Yeah.
Did I freeze?
You did a little bit. Yeah. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah.
I guess you probably haven't recorded, but.
Yeah, it's probably. So what I thought was cool about listening to this after we just heard Strawberry Scented Flarp was that this is two totally different sides of production. Like when we went in, we wanted to track all live in one take versus this is all layered out in a session. Yes. By one person. But they're both really good songs. And yeah. So it kind of shows that it's the message or just the feeling behind the songs more than it is how they're recorded, which I think is cool.
Yeah,
that was really cool. And you said that's a song that he's already released, right?
Yeah.
Or so is he not released that one yet?
Yeah, he's released that one. He released that on the visual album. It's like him like dancing in his bedroom sort of thing, but like it's kind of a vibe. Was like the 2020, so like 2020 as in like lockdown sort of thing. So he did that all like with quarantine and kind of had like COVID and like Black Lives Matter sort of like it obviously it's not like portraying that message, but like he made this in the midst of that and had that on the mind while he was writing it, so, and producing it.
Yeah, those things affect your music output, even if they're not directly what the stuff is about. Like,
yeah,
COVID affected everything artists were doing at that time, and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah,
and you know, George Floyd did at the same time as well.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, that was definitely a very nice. I'd probably classify it as like a pretty vibey jam.
And the scene will take a short break. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Anyways, one of my friends, Casey King, released this song about a year and a half ago, but we re-recorded it in the M&P Studios last year. This is The Bait by Casey King.
With so much hate, this is toxic.
but
yeah, I know that guitar player was super good.
No, he sucked. Same with the vocalist. No, I'm kidding.
Fun fact for those of you who don't know,
Jacob Joltzman.
Exactly, coming in hot on the guitar.
Yeah, not only are Jacob and I extremely talented at producing and engineering, we are also musicians ourselves. That was Jacob on the guitar for that last one. And you can almost hear me singing background vocals if you try hard enough.
I thought TCOM majors are tone deaf.
Okay, that was a low blow.
Yeah, that was. I am absolutely. Are you sure you want to? Do you want to take that back, Paul? I'll give you like 10 seconds.
I was gonna give him 5.
Okay, yeah, that's probably.
That's like an A flat. See, I know what you're humming.
Mm-hmm. let me get up the.
I'm gonna laugh if it was an A flat because I just totally pulled a note.
It's a B, very sharp B.
I'm not too far off there.
I mean, but you weren't right.
Okay. All right. Sorry, no, perfect pitch.
I'm kidding. You guys are great.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah, it sounded good. I like the bass sound. I forgot he did that, but it was cool getting to hear it back. I mean, that's almost been a year ago, so that's kind of fun to reminisce on. Yeah, I'll let someone else speak. I've been speaking a lot.
Yeah, I thought it's cool to kind of go back and like listen and see where the studio band was at and like kind of hearing them now. And it's really cool just to have, especially like Casey and Trey and you as well, Abby, as like musicians that have been in the studio bands and just how the work has kind of progressed. I feel like I need a burp now. Hold on.
It's gonna come through your nose just like it did me.
It'll come out green. But yeah, I remember that session being a lot of fun because like that was during COVID. But like it still was really cool because I hadn't run a session before and like Adam was there and like it was just like a lot of fun because everyone was like, you know, really talented and was really excited to like get a product together. So that was just cool to get people into like every single booth within Soundhouse A and all those smaller ISO booths. But yeah, Casey's got a great voice.
Shout out Adam Finassier, former CMG liaison for the scene.
Shout out Adam Finassier.
Shout out Adam Finassier. Mm-hmm.
Do not shout out Daniel Porter. Cut that. Cut.
No. That stays in.
All right, sunglasses man. What you got for us? Oh, you're laying down some hot beats?
Yes.
Liam Van Overwall, live from Muncie, Indiana.
So yeah, for my pick, at least my first pick for this season, half season look back, I guess. What are we calling it? Do we have a patented name?
End of the year vibe check, maybe?
Choice. End of the year vibe check.
I kind of like that. End of the year vibe check.
But yeah, we're going to be listening to a song from a recent episode from the band called Lung. It's going to be a song called Bottom of the Barrel. This band is actually a two-piece. It's just a drummer and a cellist, actually.
an interesting combination.
It's really cool. It's something I was just totally blown away by. And
did Lung take your breath away?
It took my breath away. It honestly did.
What you did there, and I'm laughing about it.
It was completely unique and I think you guys will really enjoy it if you haven't heard it yet. Definitely excited to share this with everybody again, though.
Give it a spin.
Keep burning all the edges of the sides of the cup. I'm trying to stay calm, but I feel fucked, it seems. But what the hell does that mean? And I smile just a little too much, yeah.
but you wanted a knife. Burn the overgrowth, burn the overgrowth. The lavender told you, told you, told you. Nobody told her, nobody told you, babe. But your word were all she wanted to life. Burn the overgrowth, burn the overgrowth. The lavender told you, told you. And both sides of the cup. I'm trying to stay calm, but all I feel is fucked, it seems. But what the hell is the name? When trying to stay sober is a little too rough, and I know that I am crazy, but it's never enough. It's true, I was a lot like you. Nobody told her, nobody told you, gay. But the ocean must be wanted at night. Burn the overgrowth, burn the overgrowth. The lavender told you, told you, told you. Nobody told her, nobody told you, gay. Oh, your word, but all she wants is your life. Burn the overgrowth, burn the overgrowth. The lavender told you, told you, told you, told you, told you, told you.
Sick.
And that is my bad. I actually screwed that up. That was the wrong name of that song. That song is actually called The Overgrowth.
Oh, oops.
The Overgrowth, not the undergrowth. But the overgrowth.
Over the hedge.
That was The Overgrowth by Lung.
That was a lot of fun. Did we record that one live, or is that
That's actually a look back, so I don't think any of us really had a hand in this. Unfortunately, but this was from the Virginia Avenue Music Festival a couple of years back when Ball State alum Harrison Kern was a part of the scene.
We were all,
I believe. What were you saying?
No, you go.
Yeah, he, him and a couple of the other past scene engineers were at the show. I know we got a lot of content from that show in the past. This was just something that really, really stuck out, and I thought the mix and the recording was just great. And something I had never heard before, and definitely a jam.
Yeah, we were all wee baby freshmen in 2019. But
right?
No, I was still in
Speak
high school,
for yourself, dog. Man. I was definitely a sophomore.
The Virginia Avenue Music Festival is really cool. I featured some content from there also, Liam. That's such a, like, do they describe themselves as punk? Do you know, or grunge? Do you know what they like describe themselves as?
I haven't seen specifically what they describe themselves as. I always kind of try and take my own interpretation when I'm explaining them. I mean, I don't, it feels extremely grunge.
Well, that little like Yelp, such a like punk thing, like Village Mutt, who we featured on the
summer,
the Halloween special.
Oh, Halloween.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, they do that a lot too, and so it reminded me a lot of that. But what a cool, obviously, instrumentation of a cellist and a drummer instead.
That's what I'm saying, and it was just so amazing. Like the drive that they had and the ability to actually really fill up the like. I don't know, just the life of a song with just those two instruments were really
definitely
cool.
Forgot that that's all it was.
Right? Like you don't think about that until you.
Right. Like I know we talked about it literally right before listening to the piece, but.
Which goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is like, it's how it doesn't necessarily matter how the song is recorded or what instruments are used. It's just, do you get your message, your feeling
across.
Like do you just get the song across, and they did it with
absolutely
room
to spare.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was that a and part of my question if you already answered this, but was that a like a five string bass, or was that like a seven string guitar or something?
It's a cello.
That was a cello?
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's insane. So she's sitting up there on a chair doing
that's pretty sick.
God's work. I don't know. I don't know how
still
you
still singing with
you,
that?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but she does, and she does it pretty well in my opinion.
Yeah, that's extremely impressive.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone I was gonna say I don't think I've ever seen anyone sing and play a stringed instrument at the same time. Or like a bowed instrument. I was correcting myself.
I was like, homie, that's literally every single band.
But then I was thinking of all the amazing fiddle players in the world. So
indeed.
The big fiddle.
The
common name for
big
the cello, obviously.
Yeah, but that was a solid
agreed. That was a lot of fun.
Glad you guys enjoyed it.
So this song is from Mickey Young. So this was from episode 19 from season 12. It was from the Trees Music Festival at the White Rabbit Cabaret. So there's a lot of like hip hop and kind of soul R&B artists there. So it was a lot of fun to like go through and mix, because like a lot of my portfolio like is not, doesn't have hip hop or that sort of stuff in it. So it was cool to like actually mix with like a track and to like have live instruments. That's why I really liked Mickey Young, because he he's a great like rapper and has great like lyricism, but also like the immersion of the instrumentals with the track I think was really cool. It definitely would have been cool to be there and listen to it, but let's give this a shot.
Punch drunk, paranoia. Yo, post it, yeah, post it. Been a while since I posted. 8 a.m. on a Saturday, had a night out, look, post it. I write these raps and never send them out like a nigga can't afford the postage. Songs growing in my nose list, ayy. Look, my biggest fear is Mickey never popping. Then finding out that I'm the one to stop him. Hey, look, my wifey think I need to drop some with the simple shit. Scrapped a big production, told her you just gotta see the blood that's coming, yeah. My vision got blurry like Everclear.
Like it's Everclear.
It might disappear, but it'll reappear too. Ooh. See, I can see my goals now, nah, never fear. My time's coming, it's forever near. It be here tomorrow, but that's never here. So, no more procrastinating, waiting. Positive that if you negative, you a doubt. And Thomas, no more conversation. I ain't Jesus, hooking up. I ain't got no holy palms. But I try to move just like that man in life. I can't, and that's my only qualm. This is a song in the key of life. Major keys that I could write on a poster. Stick it on the door that he'll keep me focused. Watch me pass that down and not even notice. Dang, I'm trying to make me a change. Or at least make a dollar. And each though I call, I tell you my problem. I'm posted. Yeah. Mickey gon' keep me posted. I know it's been a minute since you did a song. Go on, hit my nigga posted. I need some energy my way. Hey. Like a stamp of approval, you don't get, hey. Postmortem, your analysis.
It's post-mortem when I body this. I'm post-traumatic with the stresses, dishing on my name and all that suing body shit that had me crying when I was a little kid. It's post-malone when I get a hit. Congratulations come from kids who hating when I flash back to them golden days when I was skinny Mickey from the basement. Back then had like 3 friends. Freshmen were like no friend. Probably why I cling to brothers hard now. With my brothers when it's hard now. Got me writing raps up in the car now. Hottest vehicle that's supposed to take me far. Turn into the car that I need to calm down in. Post it. Post it. Post it. It's been a while since I posted. Songs growing in my notes list. Ayy.
Yeah, that one was really, really fun to work with, just like with the track and just the ambience of the festival. So,
yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. No, that was really cool. I mean, I'm not a rap aficionado, but it reminded me a lot of like rap that's come out of Chicago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it for that part. I love when there's like instrumentation and stems kind of going on at the same time. I think it's really fun, really cool. I don't know. Yeah, I liked it. It had a cool sound. I can't necessarily give a better explanation than just I really, really liked it. And that's what music's about.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also not like an expert on rap in any way, which like sucks. Like I wish I knew it a lot more. All we listen to in music school is what? Bach and
18th century Western
18th century world. Western music and jazz.
I was at a vocal performance earlier today for the early Ezra Crow.
And yes.
I heard probably things from like the 1650s all the way up to the 2000s.
That's
it's a wide range of years.
Songs in English, songs in Italian, songs in French, songs in German. I was like,
those are the 4 languages.
Latin too.
Latin, yeah.
It's crazy. Impressive.
All right, so bringing us back to more of that little grungy punk vibe we were rolling with earlier, I've got this pretty dope song from the band Stealing Volume, recorded over the summer at the Wide Eyed Music Festival.
Demon, I don't think I really know. The teammate.
Come on, come on.
Shot by Dad.
That was pretty enjoyable. I remember it was pretty chaotic at that time, like being there at that show, the Wide Eyed Music Festival, this past summer. But it was really cool. It was nice to hear the mix and hear it a little bit more clearly. Like it was, I was actually able to like understand some of the vocals in more of a isolated like listening environment, which I really enjoyed.
You want to rephrase that before that goes out on air?
Yeah. As I was saying it, I was like,
Yeah, thanks. I think I did that mix in about an hour and a half. Less than that.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say something very similar to Liam in that regard, but obviously... should not. I do like the heaviness of it. I would definitely say, like, yeah, of course, being there in person is different because, like, I mean, it's just mixed differently. And then when it's, you know, post, it's a lot differently, and it's good to kind of listen back to it. But I liked it because I was trying to think in my head, like, what kind of genre they would put this in. Like, if it's, like, a mix of, like, punk rock with like maybe some mix of like metal in it, because I got like hints of like Beastie Boys, but also like some other like early grunge punk rock. So
they were me and Liam went to that festival together. They were very punk rock. They're actually, if I'm remembering correctly, I remember going, and like they had a pretty like, they were had a live, like a lively set, like they were really into it. They had a lot of energy they were putting out. They were one of my favorites from that festival, and so it's cool to hear them again. They had lots of cool old gear. I remember I talked to the singer afterwards, and we were kind of talking about his guitar, and he's got a really old Telecaster, and so it was cool to talk to him about that. But yeah, it was good to hear from him again.
Yeah, they were all over the stage. I remember that was a really fun
performance. As in, like, dancing and kind of going crazy on stage?
It was just really in-your-face punk. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this is probably one of the more punk kind of, episodes or bands that we've shown on this most recent season.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what gets more punk though than a cello and a drum set. Like, if you can pull
that's
off
true.
Pull off punk
that's
with true. That, no, you're fair probably
enough. Fair enough.
Crushing life.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Liam, you got one more for us?
Yeah. So finally, for my second tune, we're gonna listen to the other band, actually, from the same episode that I released when we were listening to Lung. It's the band from, actually, a lot of similarities here. It's also from the 2021 Wide Eyed Music Festival, their Village Elder. I think they were on a little bit before Stealing Volume, and I remember, like, I had gone, I think, down, me and Jacob had separated at one point during the performance. Like, somebody was at the board, and somebody else was taking pictures or whatever, and we came back kind of afterwards, and we were like, that was pretty cool, that's enjoyable, that's something I, you know, want to listen to again. That was pretty unique. So picking these guys out and putting them into an episode was really easy and really enjoyable for me. So think it should be fun. Hope you guys enjoy it. This song is going to be called Automation.
Road was built to last, and your future.
Major support for The Scene comes from Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio stations. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Jacob Holtzman, Liam Van Overwall, Paul Butler, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is our booking and communications coordinator. This episode was produced by me, your host, Abigail Beach. Special thanks to all the venues who let us record this week's artists. To find out more about these bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene_on_IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, here on The Scene.